And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of the Answer the Call. This is Brother Nick stepping in for this evening's broadcast. If you have your Bible handy, we want to open to the book of Luke, Luke chapter number 10. Over the next couple of broadcasts, I'm going to bring a series of lessons entitled The Good Samaritan Series. This particular lesson is, under the quotation of that, is called The Conversation with Temptation. The Conversation with Temptation. We're going to look at this conversation that the Lord Jesus had with this lawyer in this portion of Scripture. What's funny about this portion of Scripture, folks, is that what this lawyer tried to do to our Savior is the same thing that the world tries to do to you and me each and every time they try to question our faith. And that's, they purposely try to trap us. Look again, once again, in verse number 25. It says, And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, and tempted him. The whole point of this lawyer was to see if he could honestly get the Savior to say something that was out of law or out of character. But see, friends, folks, the point of the law was not to make us righteous before God. Even Paul had to tell us this in Romans chapter 7, verse 7. He says, What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. Folks, the Bible, the law of God, is simply a schoolmaster pointing us to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have to keep it for the sake of salvation, because if that was true, that would go against God's word that says, For by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not by works of the law. But getting back to this lawyer, this was the conversation that the temptation had with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look once again with me in verse 25. It says, And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him. He had stood up. That means that this lawyer was sitting down listening to the words of Jesus. That means he had purposed in his heart to wait for the ample time just to question the Savior about what he was saying. Now, when this man approached the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to make it very clear. He did not really want to inherit eternal life. Rather, he was trying to make it look like by his own works, by this lawyer's works and understanding of the law, he himself was worthy of heaven. John Gill, a great expository of the Bible, once said this. He said, This lawyer tried the Lord Jesus, whether he understood the law or whether he would say anything contrary to it, to see if he, that's this lawyer, could gain any advantage against the Savior, expose the Savior, and get credit and applause to himself. Isn't it funny that this is what happens all the time with the world? They always try to see if they can trip us up in our words and our conversations and the things we do and the people that we are. But what's interesting here, that in verse 25, he says, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, if this sounds familiar to you, that's because also in Mark's gospel, another person also said almost the exact same words. This was the rich young ruler. Listen to Mark's gospel, chapter 10, verse 17. It says, And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running unto him, that's Jesus, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? This is always the case for the unbeliever. They want to try to add human effort. They want to try to add human achievement to the gospel of grace. And that's not how a person gets saved, folks. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 tells us, Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. You see, it's all about God's mercy. It's all about God's grace that allows a person to enter God's heaven. It's not our heaven. It's what God created. Don't ever put yourself in the position where you can add anything to the gospel of grace. Now, getting back to this conversation that our Savior had with this lawyer, how exactly did this lawyer respond to his question? Look with me now in verse 26. And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? You'll notice here that even though this man asks a simple question, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? The Lord Jesus did not tell this man to repent and believe the gospel. You ever notice that? In the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he went everywhere preaching, repent and believe the gospel. But when it came to this lawyer, he didn't tell him that. Why? Because again, this lawyer was not looking to receive grace, but rather he wanted to receive justification for the keeping of the law. When a person asks you a question trying to justify their goodness, don't try to refute them. Simply ask them a question to get the understanding, and that way it'll better help you know what they're talking about. Like, for instance, whenever we go out soul winning and a person says, and I ask a person rather, I said, do you believe you're going to go to heaven when you die? They say, yes. I say, how do you know that? And they say the one thing that everybody says, I believe I'm a good person. Why do they believe they're a good person? Because they take themselves and they compare themselves with the worst people in this world, like murderers, rapists, thieves, and they say, I'm not as bad as those people. Well, the Bible says men comparing themselves with themselves are not wise. So these people already are walking in foolishness. What we should do is we should say, okay, do you know the definition of the word good? Instead of telling them you're not a good person, let's ask them a question. Do you know the definition of the word good in the dictionary? They might say yes or no. Well, the first definition is moral excellence. And you go through some of the Ten Commandments, like one of the well-known evangelists out there, Ray Comfort, goes through that, and it works very well because it exposes a person's sin. If you help expose a sin, you can help point them to the Savior. So our Savior just asked this man a question. What is written in the law? How does it read? Look at how he responds in verse 27. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do and thou shalt live. You see, this man, this lawyer, which by the way, a lawyer back then was not like a lawyer nowadays. A lawyer in the biblical sense was a man who knew the law of God. This man knew, he studied, he even quoted, this is from the book of Deuteronomy, he even quoted the word of God exactly. And our Savior even told him, you're absolutely correct. That is exactly what the law says. This do and thou shalt live. So this lawyer, even though he knows what the word says, even though he knows that the word is true, his biggest issue is the same issue we have with so many Christians nowadays in our local churches. They, just like this lawyer, don't really believe it. They hear God's word on a Sunday morning. They hear God's word on a Sunday night. They've heard the Ten Commandments. They've heard the stories of David. They've heard the stories of Solomon. They've heard about Rahab. They've heard about Joseph. They heard all these things. But do they honestly believe it? A person will only really live the way they truly believe. And that's an absolute fact. If a person believes in themselves, they're going to take all this time and energy to invest in themselves. Amen? That's the purpose. A person will only live what they truly believe. But for our Savior here, you'll notice this in verse 29, that even though we go from a conversation with temptation, he now takes it, this lawyer takes it to a new level, talking about the aspiration of interrogation. Look in verse number 28 with me once again. And he answered unto him, or he said unto him rather, thou hast answered right. This do and thou shalt live. Now look in verse 29. The lawyer responds with this. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? This man wanted to justify himself by showing that a person can in fact be righteous with God and man if he simply would love those and also just keep the law. Folks, that's not how you inherit eternal life. You can love God all day. There are thousands, millions of people worldwide who say they love God, but in their actions, in their heart, they deny him. They don't truly love the word of God. They love God because they think God is love, and it is true that God is love, but love is not God. We must understand that God is a loving God, but he's also a just God. He must always use what's righteous and holy in order to look at our lives like he does with the word of God. We must understand, We must understand that it's not by our works that allows us, what must I do to be saved? No, it's simply, what shall I receive to be saved? And the way you receive salvation is by belief, by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody in the history of the world by the law has ever been accepted by God. How do we know that? Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 says this, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Justification, folks, only comes by faith in Jesus Christ, not by the works of the law. And then he concludes this same verse by saying, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Nobody can keep the law. No person on this planet has ever kept all the commandments of God in their whole lifetime. It's absolutely impossible. You know that because it's the second you try talking to a child and they know they're guilty, children can't lie. They're horrible at it. They get all emotional. They get all scared. And they, you know they're lying. They're bad at it, right? But they're trying to lie. Why? Because, again, nobody is righteous. That inherited Adamic nature we have from Adam, it causes us to be one of the old nature, then less of the new nature. That's why we ought to know it's not by works of the law, but by simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, question, will you be like this same person who by the law thinks that if I just keep what God says in his word, in the law, I can be justified? Or will you be somebody who would rather look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and not yourself, my friend? Maybe you're tempted this evening to think that you're good enough to go to heaven. None of us are good. Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We must repent, that's a change of heart, and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you, my friend? Would you be willing to know when you're tempted to keep your faith in Jesus Christ? Would you be willing to respond when being questioned about your faith? Would you be willing to answer the call?